نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, we are extremely fortunate tonight. We have with us Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Ahmad Sahab Damat Barakatuhu, who is not a stranger in Durban and not a stranger in this masjid. Hazrat Maulana has come here many times. In fact, recently he was here. He delivered a very inspiring talk on Nasiha, Ad-Din Al-Nasiha, with the beautiful examples of well-wishing, of altruism, akhlaq. And his talks have created a great impact on all our lives. At a time when most of us, or all of us, especially in this masjid, after the demise of our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, we need that consolement. Many have come, alhamdulillah, wa kabirin, ulama have given us that consolement. But Hazrat Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib had a very unique love for Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib. The love was immense. Both of them would respect each another. And they would show the simplicity, the humility. So alhamdulillah, he has come at an opportune time to share his beautiful nasihat with us. Despite all the other responsibilities he had, he made it his duty, he regarded it to be his duty to come here tonight and share his valuable nasihat with us. So I make a humble appeal, let us sit attentively. It suffices to say, خِيَارُ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. The best of the servants of Allah are those, when they are seen, when one looks at their faces, they are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhi nastafa. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تحفة المؤمن الموت. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه، ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اذكروا محاسن موتاكم، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Example of our life is just like a burning candle whose flame can be extinguished by a small wind. No one knows when it will extinguish because it has been placed in a windy position, in a windy place. The example of our life is just like the hanging tears on the eyelashes of a crying person. We see, just by blinking the eye, the ear comes on the ground. The example of our life is just like a bird who comes to sit down on the branch of a tree for a while and then again flies away. Similarly, we are here in this world for a short time. And then everyone on us has to go. Why we are here? To get prepared for the hereafter. So the purpose of coming in this world is to go. We came with a goal of our life to go. So it means it is just a transition period. A small span of life we have to spend here and then to go. That's why when a child is born, then we are duty bound to make azan in one of his ear and then iqama in the other one. Why? Number one, the name of Allah is put in his ears. This is the first message from the parents, that the Lord is Allah who created you. And second one is a lesson to him that the azan of your life has been made, the iqama of your life has been made, and your namaz of funeral will go to take place. And whatever is the time span in between aqamat and namaz, only this time you are going to spend in this world. Zindagi kya hai tharakta hua nanna sa diya, ek hi jhonka jise aake bujha deta hai, ya sare mudga gham ka tharakta hua aansu, पलक छपकना जिसे मिट्टी में मिला देता है. इमाम गजाली रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, ही कोटेड ए ब्यूटीफुल स्टोरी दैट हाउ वी आर एंट्रैप्ड बाय नफ्स एंड शैतान एंड वी फॉरगेट आवर डेथ, वी फॉरगेट आवर हेयर आफ्टर. ही सेड that a person was traveling in the forest. He reached a well. So suddenly, he listened the roar of the lion who was chasing him. There was no tree nearby where he could rise up. So he thought, let me jump into the well to save my life. But when he looked inside, so there was a snake floating on the water. So he was in shock condition. Behind me is lion. In front of me, a snake is waiting for me. What I have to do? So then he found some grass grown on the wall of the well. He thought, let me hang on it. So he held the grass with his both hands and he hanged on it that neither I want to go down so the snake should bite me, nor I can remain outside so the lion he can kill me. So when he was holding the grass, then he found two rats, one white and the other black. And they were cutting the same grass whom he was holding. He became serious. Oh, this is the only sport. And it is being cut by these rats. He looked here and there. And he found a honey nest very near to him. There was no honey bee, but it was full of honey. So a thought came in his mind, let me see how tasty this honey is. So he held the grass with one hand and with the other hand he took some honey on the fingers and tasted it. The taste was really wonderful. He enjoyed it and he started eating the honey. And he forgot that outside a lion is waiting, in the water a snake is waiting, I am hanging on the grass, and the rats are cutting the grass. He forgot everything, and he was just busy in tasting the honey. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, after writing this example, he said that a man, you are the one who is hanging on the grass. And the lion is the angel of death who is chasing you. And the snake is the punishment of the grave waiting for you. And this is your life. And these two rats, white and black, they are the day and night. They are cutting the grass of your life. And this honey is the enjoyment of this world. You have forgotten everything and you are just busy in enjoying your life. I want to enjoy myself. Same is the case if we look at our own life. The life objective was to get prepared for the hereafter. But we become busy so much in this life that we say we have no time to go to the masjid. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote another beautiful story that there was a king who had a fruit garden and it has so many phases, stories. So he called a person and told him, here is a basket. Go in my garden and bring me the best fruit of the garden. So I will give you a big price, a big reward on that. So the person thought, it's not a big deal. I can go and bring the fruit. But the king told him that there is one condition, that there are two doors of the garden. You have to travel one way, enter into one door and come from the other outside. You are not allowed to go back. He said, okay, no problem. So he entered into the garden. He looked at the trees. The fruit was not good. He went to the second portion. Now the fruit was little bit better. But he was thinking about the best one. So he went to the third portion. He found that the fruit was really wonderful. So he thought, maybe I should pick some fruit from here. So then he said, that as I am proceeding further, the quality and size of the fruit is becoming better and better. So why not to pick the best fruit? he went to the next portion. Fruit was really the best of its kind. Then he thought, okay, go to the last one. And when he entered the last portion of the garden, he was amazed. There was no fruit on the trees. So then he started crying, alas, I could have picked some of the fruit, at least my basket was not empty. How I will be able to face the king now? So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he wrote that the king is our Lord, our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And garden is the garden of your life. And the basket is the basket of good deeds, name amal. And the fruits are the fruits of virtues, good amal, which we have to do. And every day of our life is a portion of the garden. But every day we think, tomorrow I will make tawbah, I will become pious. It means I will pick the fruit from the next portion. And when the next day comes, we still say the same. I will make tawbah tomorrow. And a day will come when there will be no tomorrow in our life, we will have to leave the same day. Our akabir, they understood the secret of life. That's why they valued their lifetime so much that they never spent a minute of their life without any fruit. They were always busy in the work of deen. Every moment of their life, they were remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were making every breath of their life fruitful. That's why a buzurg at the age of 70 used to make 70 tawaf every day. At the age of 70. Once I told some of my friends that we are here for 15 days for Umrah. Let us try to make more and more tawaf. So one of the young men who was just 18, he completed his 70 tawaf in so many days and he came to me that, look, my feet have been wounded because I made 70 tawaf. So a person 18 years of age, so young, if he makes 70 tawaf in many days, his feet are wounded. And look at this buzurg. He used to make 70 tawaf every day at the age of 70 years. And you know, every tawaf means you have to make 2 rakat, nafal, wajibut tawaf. So it means that 140 rakat nafal he was making every day. And this was one amal of his life. All the other amal were besides that. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he was busy all the day in the search of knowledge. And right after Isha, he used to make his tahajjud and he used to stand throughout the night on musalla. When he passed away, then in the neighborhood there was a child who used to sleep with his father on the roof. So he told his father, Dad, I used to see a pillar on the neighboring house since last so many days. It's not there. So the father told him, my child, my son, it was not a pillar. It was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh who used to make qiyam throughout the night. Now there are 2 points. Number 1, no one knows when is our last moment of life. We have seen the children who get birth and they die. We have seen the playing children dying in the lap of the mother. We have seen the young men dying
Even the parents were busy in the preparation of their marriage. And we have seen the elderly person dying. So when is going to be our last moment, we do not know about it. So that's why we should be prepared all the time. SubhanAllah, Allah is so great that He can give death to any person at any time. There is a very reputed doctor, he is cardiac surgeon. So a young man came to him for his general checkup of the heart. And this doctor is the doctor of VVIP personalities of the country. Doctor for the President and Prime Minister. Such a reputed and experienced person. So he carried out all the tests and he looked at the file and the doctor said, "Your heart is functioning as good as that of a young man." So that young man, he was very happy. He took the file in his hand and just wanted to go. When he took the first step, then and there he had a heart attack and he died in front of this doctor. Allah gives death sometimes in the feet of the doctors. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the name of the person from the list of the diseased person. Huh? A doctor, one of our close friends, he was a director of a hospital with 200 beds. So he told that every day, so many people, they used to come in emergency. Many of them used to die in the way. But we had to carry out all the formalities and then we used to release them. So one day, I was standing, a young doctor came to me and said, "Sir, 8 people died and we have their dead bodies in the cold storage. But we now want to release them. So please sign this list so that the procedure should be carried out." I said, "Give me a pen." He said, "I don't have." I said, "Okay, go to my office. I am coming there and I will sign this list." When I went back to my office, I looked at the names of the list. A thought came in my mind. Let me go and at least see the faces of the patient. So I went in the cold room. Actually, it was a freezing room where dead bodies were kept. So all the dead bodies, they were placed there, just a piece of cloth, a chadar was covering their body. So I looked at the first one, then second one, then the third one, and there was an elderly person. When I looked at his face, a thought came in my mind that yesterday a rep came from some medical company and he said that sometime people have a fit and that resembles with the death of a person. And up till now there was no injection for the fit. But now we have developed and if you use it, so if it will be fit, the person will recover. And if we will die, then you will see it. So I asked the same doctor to go. There is an injection lying on the surface of my table. Bring it to me. I just wanted to make an experiment. He brought it. And when I injected this in the body of this dead man, he just got up. He was alive. Look at this. Since last 12 hours, he was in the freezing room. And his whole body was so hard as if he died. But actually he was alive. But at that time, this medication was not developed. It's many, many years ago. So when he got up, then we took him outside and treated him and sent him home. And I cut his name from the list of the demised people. No one knows when our death has to come and in what condition and at what place. No one knows. A man was killed by the enemies and they threw the dead body in the canal. So he drowned there and the dead body was in the water for 2-3 days. So everything was swollen. When it came floating on the surface of the water, someone looked at him, he told the police, so they took the dead body out. They started to recognize the face. It was swollen so much that no one could even feel he is a man or a woman. So much. So the police, they said, okay, we make all the entries, but they asked the neighboring village people that please, he is a Muslim, so prepare for his funeral procession and his coffin and dafan. So the Imam Sahib of the village, he gave him a bath. And then he told the other people, bring me the coffin. So the person said, I don't have the money, because in the villages, people have commodities to eat and live, but they don't have the cash to spend. So then Imam Sahib said, what to do? Someone gave mashwara, okay, make an announcement that people should donate for the coffin. So half an hour, announcement was continuously made. Someone brought 1 rupee, another 2 rupee, and 3 rupee. And in this way, after half an hour, they got such amount of money that they purchased the coffin. The person, he was given the coffin and the namaz was made and then he was buried after 3 months. Then the case came out and the police, they investigated that he was a multi-millionaire person who had a fruit garden of hectares of land and millions of rupees were in his bank account and he had 4 young sons alive. Now this multi-millionaire people with 4 young sons, he never could think when he will die, his coffin will be purchased from the money of donations. Varis maan na kari varsa da, rab be varsa kar mar dai. Varis, don't be happy that I have inheritors. Allah gives death to a person at a place where there is no one who is inheritor. So when death is going to come and in what condition, we do not know. But then there is a rule. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told, kama ta'ishun tamutu. In whatever way you will live your life, in the same condition you will die. So if the life will be in a pious way, the death will be in a good way. And if lifetime will be spent just in enjoying the worldly affair, so the death will be in the same condition. So that gives us a lesson that we should try to understand the importance of our lifetime. The example of our life is just a passenger who is waiting in the lounge for his flight. So we are in the lounge of this world. The visa of the akhirat has been stamped for everyone. But which flight, at what time, no one knows. Be prepared. Because when it will be announced, then there will be no time for the preparation. So we should remain prepared for our life. That's why our akabir, they used to get prepared for the death all the time. As if any moment death can come. And that's why, because they spent a very good time of their life, their death time was also exemplary. For example, Imam Abu Zura rahmatullah alayh, he was a muhaddis who remembered many hundred thousands of ahadith. Imam Abu Zura rahmatullah alayh. So when it was his last moments, so there were students, they found out that no, it's the last time. So they said, how we can tell our Shaykh that you have to recite Kalima? So one of them, he thought, okay, let us recite the Hadith which tells that one should recite Kalima. So they started narrating the Hadith. Anfula, Anfula, Anfula. And when they took two, three names, Abu Zura rahmatullah alayh, he understood that what Hadith they want to recite. So he picked up and he started reciting the same Hadith, and the content of the Hadith were, Man kana akhiru kalamihi, La ilaha illallah. So when he uttered these words, that the person whose last kalam will be La ilaha illallah, dakhal al jannah, he uttered the word La ilaha illallah and he died. He practically entered into the Jannah. Hazrat Yaqdas Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he quoted a story in his Mawa'iz that there was a Shaykh, Nanne Miyan Bhopali rahmatullah alayhi. He was sitting with other people, talking to them. And suddenly he said, okay, now my time limit has come to an end, and I am going to die. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, la ilaha illallah, he recited and he died. Why it happened? Because it had been mentioned in hadith, that the person who takes care of takbir-e-ula, makes namaz regularly, and makes wudu with miswak, then he is given two bounties, two rewards. What? When his death time comes, then the angel of death, Malikul Maut, he comes to him, and number one, he tells him that I have come to take out your soul, get prepared. And number two, he pushes away the shaitan and devil away from this person. So look at this. What beautiful reward it is. That shaitan is pushed away and the person is reminded about his death. So this person then recites kalima and Malkul Maut, he takes out the soul. Sri Sikti Rahmatullah Alayh said that we few friends were sitting together. A person came to us and asked, is there some good place to die? He said that I was amazed. I was looking at his face. What you are saying? He again said, is there any good place to die? So I told him, there is well and a small masjid besides this well. So you can go. That's the best place. He said, we were looking. He went there. He made wudu. He made two rakat nafal and he laid down. We thought in our mind that maybe he is exhausted and tired and he wanted some rest. But when it was Zuhr time, we went in the masjid to pray, and when I looked at his face, I found out that he died. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the condition of those who had made the preparations of their life. Another Buzurg, he was in the same condition. Last moments, And he had a small daughter of 3 years. So this daughter used to play with the father. But today, the father was not responding her. She wanted that she should just come and sit on the chest of the father who is laying down, and the father should respond to her and talk to her. But he was not responding. So the small daughter, she said, Abbu, if you don't talk to me, okay, I am not talking to you. And she went in the other room and she started crying. So the mother asked her, why you are crying? She said, Abbu is not talking to me and I am not talking to my Abbu. So the mother brought small baby, 3 years daughter. And then she said to her husband, look at this, your daughter is angry with you, please talk to her. So when he listened these words, that Hafsa is angry with you, please talk to her, then the person, he opened his eyes and he said that who is Hafsa and what is Hafsa? I have pleased my beloved one, La ilaha illallah, and he died. Kaun si Hafsa aur kaisi Hafsa? Humne apne yaar ko mana liya. So he recited the kalima and he died. So those people who get prepared for their death, then their death is like this. Because they have worked for that. That's why our ancestors, they used to think about the death all the time. Some of the young Sahaba from Ansar, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they asked a beautiful question. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man aqyasun nas wa hazamun nas? Who is the most intellectual, talented person from the people? So Rasulullah sallam, he answered, aksarhum zikran lil maut. That one who remembers the death excessively. Wa aksarhum istidadan lil maut. And the one who prepares for the death excessively. Ulaika laqiyas. They are the talented people. Zahabu bi sharafi dunya wa karamatil akhirah. So we should remember about that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no, he had a ring. And on the ring, he got imprinted, Kafa bil maut wa'iza ya Umar. O Umar, death is the best advice for you. And he used to put the ring in his finger so that time to time, I should look at this and I should remember my death. And in some of the book it has been quoted that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his caliphate, he made the duty of a person that you have to stay with me all the time and in my different timings you have to just initiate some conversation about death so that I should keep remembering my death. So one day Umar radiallahu anhu called him and assigned him another duty. So that person was amazed. He said, Hazrat, no, you don't want to remember death. So Umar radiallahu anhu pointed toward his beard. There were some white hairs in the beard. And said, these white beards are now sufficient to remind me about my death. So this was the case of the Sahaba. That's why they were waiting. They used to wait for the angel of death. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi quoted in his book that there was a buzurg. When he looked at Malikul Maut, he said, oh, what a good guest has come to me. I was waiting for you since last 18 years of my life. Why they were waiting for the angel of death? The reason is that there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." That this world is an imprisonment a prison for the mu'min and a jannat for the kafir. So a mu'min in this world is like a person in the prison. Now the person who is in prison, he always wants that there should be a time I must be taken out from the prison. And then he looks toward the door. Maybe someone is coming with the news that the release of me from the prison has been sanctioned. So similarly, a mu'min in this world always waits for the angel of death when I will be released from this prison. So that's why they used to say that I was waiting for you since last 18 years of my life. كَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ. In whatever way you will spend your lifetime, in the same manner you will have your death. So the person who will live in a pious way, he will have a good death. And the person who will live in a forgetful way, he will have a bad death. It's upon us. Now, if we understand the message or not. But those people who understand that we are here just for a short period of time. There is a hadith that the average age of my ummah, baina sab'eena wa sitteen, in between 60s and 70. So it means that some babies will die in the childhood. And some people will die maybe in the age of 100 years. But if you take the average of all, then the average life of the ummah is 60 to 70. So let us take as a 60. Then all those persons who are in the age of 40 or 50, it means now they are spending the zuhr and asr time of their life. And you know, after Zuhr and Asr, the time of sunset is very short. It's very short. Those people who play cricket, they know that there are two innings. So when the batsman comes in the first inning, he is very confident. I have to make good scores. But when the same person comes in the second innings, he is afraid, very careful. He knows one ball will come and I will be out. So those person who are spending the 40s or 50s of their life, they are playing the second innings of their life. No one knows when someone is going to come and take us to the other world. And it happened. We experienced it ourselves. For example, it was a holiday. And in the morning I was very happy. A long day. I will do this. But then I tried to complete some of the work but could not. And when it was after Zuhr time, it was a panic condition. And I was thinking, look at this, the time has gone, the day has gone. So same person in the morning, very confident, long day today. And same person after Zuhr, now he is in a panic condition that the time left is very short. So those people who are in 40s and 50s of their life, they are spending the Zuhr and Asr time of their life. So we have to be get prepared for our life. Now if we get prepared, then what will happen? We will have a good death. And good death means the door of bounties will be opened by our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the death of a good person is a reward to him. It is in hadith, tuhfatul mu'mini al-maut, that for a mu'min, death is just like a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you receive gift from your loved one, you are happy. So when the pious person, he feels that it is time for me to go, he becomes happy. And the person who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's in hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to meet him. And a person who does not want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate to meet him. Now we should look at our own lives. What style, what preparation we are doing for our after, hereafter. Now this is the time to think about it. That we have to get prepared. A beautiful example in front of us is the life of our Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yunus Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Just few days ago, we were calling Hazrat Maulana Yunus Damat Barakatuh. And last time when I came, I still remembering his smiling face. He used to receive with what a loving and smiling face. I can never forget it. A living example we saw in our own lives. He understood what is the purpose of this life. Hazrat understood what I have to do and what I have not to do. So he made his life according to the Sharia, and he was so good-mannered personality, loving with everyone. And everyone used to think that I am more close to Hazrat. And this is Sunnah. That Rasulullah Sallam used to give such a love to everyone that every Sahabi used to think that I am more close to Rasulullah Sallam. And same Sunnah you could find in the life of Hazrat. Smiling face, who was always prepared to share the sorrow of the others. Sincere with everyone. I remember Hazrat came to Masjid Darul Ihsan in New York, and there he made a bayan. And he looked at the gathering. He was saying, Subhanallah, I am really happy to see such a good faces in this land. And since then, every time when I used to come to him, he used to tell me about the same majlis. And you can see thousands of people in this neighborhood, in different cities of this country, in different cities of different countries, they learnt lesson from him. They got education from him. And they changed their lives. So he was a living example in our own life. He got prepared for his coming journey. So what happened? What a beautiful death he got. Subhanallah. In haram, after mataf, in front of Baytullah. Subhanallah. Everyone will think that if we can get such a good death, maybe I am prepared to die right now. This is the condition of those who are the lovers of Allah, who are the friends of Allah. Now the death of a mu'min is on one side a sad news. On the other side is a good news. If you look at their life, it is a good news for them. Because time of test came to an end, and now he went toward the one whom he loved throughout his life. But from our perspective, it becomes a sad news that now we are deprived from all the du'as which he used to make at the time of tahajjud. Uzkuru mahasin mautakum. It's a hadith that those people who die, you should remember their good actions and good manners. It's the same masjid, same place. So we should try to follow this good example that we should make true tawbah and we should act upon each and every sunnah and we should be a fearful person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not commit any sin. And we should develop good akhlaq in ourselves to be very loving and friendly to every brother Muslim. To have good akhlaq with all the members of the family. And to be well-wisher of everyone. Sincere to everyone. So this is a lesson which we should get. But then, Hazrat, he was buried, mashallah, in Jannatul Mualla. Subhanallah. Pahunchi wahi pe khaak, jahan ka khameer tha. Imam Rabbani Mujaddid al-Sani rahmatullah alayh, he wrote in his maktubat, that the clay from which the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made, it was more than required. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the body of Abu Bakr Siddiq lano. And still it was more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the body of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And then he said that look, all these three, they are in the same place in Gumbad-e-Khudra. Those people who live a pious life, subhanallah, then after death, their enjoying time starts. The death of a mu'min is different from the one who is forgetful. Because when a mu'min is going to die, then the angel of death, he brings handkerchief filled with the perfumes of paradise and puts it on the chest of the person. And this is the anesthesia from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in the operation theater, you give anesthesia so that easily the operation may be done. So the angels, they give him anesthesia of the hereafter. A perfume from the paradise. And the person, he is enjoying that perfume. Meanwhile, his soul is taken out from the body as if a hair is being taken away from the butter. And then, it has been written in the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angel, go and take part in the funeral prayer. So the angels come and they also make janazah. And the proof is that Saad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a sahabi. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made his namaz janazah, so he was walking on the toes. On the toes. So one of the sahaba, he asked the question, oh Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have never found you walking like this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he answered that so many angels have come to participate in this funeral procession that I am not getting the place to put my foot on the ground. So the angels come to make the janazah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then, when this person is buried in the grave, then the grave becomes a garden of paradise for him. Let me quote few examples of the mashayikh, what happened to them. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, he died, and someone saw him in dream, and he asked, Hazrat, what happened to you? So he replied, that two angels came to me and told me, we want to ask question from you. And I answered them that if a beggar comes at the door of a king, then king never asks any question that what you have brought to me. He just asks what you want from me that you have come at my door. So I am at the door of the king. Don't ask me what I brought. Just ask me what I want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, When he died, someone saw him in dream and asked, Hazrat, what happened to you in the grave? So he replied that two angels came, Munkar Nakir, and they asked me, Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And I answered that my Rabb is the same who ordered the Malaika to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then they talk to each other, this person remembers the same incidents. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, when he died, so someone saw him in dream. So asked him, Hazrat, what happened to you in the grave? So he replied that Munkar Nakir came to me and asked me, Mar Rabbuk. So I replied them that you people came from the sky to the ground and covered so much, millions of miles distance, and you have not forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have come just 2 meters from the surface of the earth down. So will you think I will forget my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Someone saw Ramya Basri after death and he asked her, Rabia, what happened to you in the grave? She said that two angels came to me and they said, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And I told them that go to your Rabb and tell him that, O Allah, you have trillions and trillions and zillions of your servants. And out of them, you have not forgotten me, an elderly woman, and I have no one except you, how I can forget you? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Those who get prepared, then their behavior in the grave is like this. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels that my humble servant has come and he is exhausted. Thaka manda duniya se aaya hai. Nam kanomatil urus. Now tell him to have a sleep of the bright. Now, Muhaddiseen, they made a beautiful explanation that it is not told that have a sound sleep, have a deep sleep, have a long sleep. No. Have a sleep of a bride. Nam ka nawmatil urus. So what does this mean? So they answered that actually, when the bride sleeps in the first night of marriage, then only the bridegroom, who is his beloved one, his husband, he is allowed to come and make her awake. Now this person, who is sleeping in this grave, on the day of judgment, when he will get up from the grave, he will just look at the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bride looks at the face of the husband, and this banda, he will look at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why it will be told, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbik, radiyatam mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Now when Hazrat passed away from this world, feelings of different people are different. For example, those who are students, they have different feelings. For the Muridin, their feelings are, Haif dar chashme zadan sohbat yaar akhir shud. Haif dar chashme zadan sohbat yaar akhir shud. Rue gul ser nadidam wa bahar akhir shud. Alas, within a blink of eye, the company of my beloved came to an end, and I could not see the beautiful face of the rose when the suffering came to an end. Amir Khusra rahmatullah alayh, he quoted one verse at the death of his sheikh, Hazrat Khaja Nizamuddin Auliya rahmatullah alayh. Sarvesimina tutanha miravi. Sarvesimina, a beautiful personality. You are going alone because the funeral procession was taken toward the graveyard. So then he said this verse. Sarvesimina tutanha miravi. A beautiful personality. You are going alone. Sakht bemehri ke bema miravi. It's unfair that you are going alone and you have not taken me with you. E tamasha gahe alam ru'e tu. Tu kuja behre tamasha miravi. Oh, whose face was the place of gazes for the whole world. Now, where you are going to look at the face of your beloved one. From the perspective of the community, really the demise of Hazrat is a big loss. We lost his dua, his nasiha, his barakah, and we are the loser. Wama kana kaisun. حُلْقُهُ حُلْقَ وَاحِدٍ وَلَاكِنَّهُ بُنْيَانُ قَوْمٍ تَحَدَّمَ. That the demise of Qais is not the death of one person. He was the foundation of a nation and that foundation fell down. From the perspective of the ulama, friends, they lost a good friend in their life. And no one knows we will be able to get such a good friend again in our life or not. The verse is, Sarude rafta baz ayad kinayat. The enjoyment of the past will again come or not. Naseeme az hijaz ayad kinayat. A cool breeze from Medina will again come or not. Saramad ruz gare an fakire. Digardana e raz ayad ginayad. That the last moment of that sheikh came and no one knows and other person who knows the secret will again come or not. It's difficult to find a person who knows the secret of life. And from the perspective of family members, so they are the one who are really sad and who feel a loss in their life. So their feelings may be, jis din se juda wo hum se huye, is dil ne dhadakna chhod diya. Jis din se juda wo hum se huye, اس دل نے دھڑکنا چھوڑ دیا ہے چاند کا منہ اترا اترا تاروں نے چھٹکنا چھوڑ دیا وہ پاس ہمارے ہوتے تھے بے رتبی بہار آ جاتی تھی وہ پاس ہمارے ہوتے تھے بے رتبی بہار آ جاتی تھی اب لاکھ بہاریں آئیں کیا اس دل نے تڑپنا چھوڑ دیا. And from the perspective of Hazrat, because he succeeded in his life, so his message might be a verse from someone, Kaliyon ko main seene ka lahu dekh chala hu. One is the son genetically, and one is a son spiritually. So all the Murideen and students, they are spiritual son. They are the plants whom the Shaykh cultivates and brings them up and then they give flowers. So the verse is, Kaliyon ko main seene ka lahu de ke chala hoon, صدیوں مجھے گلشن کی فضا یاد کرے گی. I have fed these birds with the blood of my chest and the atmosphere of the garden will remember me for centuries. So these personalities are remembered centuries and centuries of their lives. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Now we are hopeful that Hazrat Maulana Naeem Saab, he will take the load and he will discharge all the responsibilities which he is supposed to do. And he has the potential, he has the guts. So our du'as are with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the tawfiq to follow the footprints of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh and keep the same mahal in the masjid. Give the same sympathy, same friendship, same brotherhood to the community members what they used to get from the Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our life sublime and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before dua, let us sit down in muraqabah for a few minutes. So be attentive toward your hearts and feel as if some noor is coming, entering in our hearts and the heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah.
ہواؤ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گناہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گناہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزا آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے جو ہو دیدار تیرا روز محشر تو دیکھے مسکرا کر دل بدل دے تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے گناہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دعا کر لیجئے سبحان ربی الالوحاب اللهم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اے کریم ہم آپ کے آج مسکین بندے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما دلوں کو صاف فرما سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما اے کریم آقا ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما رب کریم ہم بھولے رہے گناہوں بھری زندگی گزارتے پھرے اے اللہ آج اس بات کا احساس ہوا ہے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر دیجئے ہماری زندگی کو اللہ نیکی پر گزارنے کے لیے قبول فرما لیجئے اللہ ہمارے ساتھ مدد شامل حال فرما دیجئے اے کریم رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے اللہ ہمیں ضائع ہونے سے بچا لیجئے اے کریم رحمت کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ حضرت دنیا سے تشریف لے گئے اللہ ان کو قرب کے اعلیٰ ترین درجات عطا فرما ان کو اپنے مقبول ترین بندوں میں شامل فرما ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا اللہ ان کے عذروں کو قبول فرما ان کی نیکیوں پر ان کو امیدوں سے بڑھ کر اجر عطا فرما اے اللہ اپنی رحمت کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ ان کے پسماندگان کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما اے اللہ ان کے بیٹے کو ان کے نائب کے وصیت سے زندگی میں کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اے اللہ حضرت مولانا نعیم صاحب کے سر پر جو ذمہ داری ہوئی ہے عہد اللہ اس کو پورا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اپنی مدد شامل حال فرما رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما ہم نے اپنے بڑوں سے سنا ہے جب اللہ کوئی بوجھ ڈالتے ہیں اٹھانے کی توفیق بھی دے دیتے ہیں میرے والا آپ کی مدد کے بغیر ہم کمزور ہیں اللہ کمزور کبھی کو پکارتا ہے بندہ اپنے پروردگار کو پکارتا ہے اے اللہ ہم آپ کی بارگاہ میں یہ عرض کرتے ہیں آپ مدد فرما دیجئے اس بوجھ کا اٹھانا ان کے لیے آسان فرما دیجئے اللہ جتنے لوگ یہاں موجود ہیں سب کے دلوں کی نیک مرادوں کو پورا فرما دیجئے اے اللہ کمیونٹی کے اوپر ان کی دعاؤں کی جو برکتیں تھیں اے اللہ ان برکتوں کو جاری ساری رکھیے اے اللہ سب لوگ جو ان کے مریدین متعلقین تھے محبین تھے اللہ ان کو نیکی پر جمے رہنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے ان کے جانے کے بعد نفس اور شیطان کے پہلا مکر و فریب سے بچا لیجئے رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما پروردگار عالم ہم نے جو گناہ دن میں کیے معاف فرما راتوں میں کیے معاف فرما محفل میں کیے معاف فرما تنہائیوں میں کیے معاف فرما جو گناہ یاد ہیں وہ بھی معاف فرما جو کر کے بھول گئے وہ گناہ بھی معاف فرما اے کریم آقا مہربانی کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے اللہ ہمیں زندگی کی اہمیت کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما موت کی تیاری کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اللہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے ماں باپ بچوں کی چھوٹی چھوٹی تمناؤں کو پورا کر کے خوش ہو جاتے ہیں اللہ ہمارے بھی دل کی ایک تمنا ہے اپنی رحمت سے پوری کر دیجئے گا اے اللہ جب موت کا وقت آئے تو آپ پہلے راضی ہونا اور بعد میں ہمیں موت عطا کرنا اللہ پہلے راضی ہونا اے کریم پہلے راضی ہونا اے رحیم پہلے راضی ہونا اے حنان پہلے راضی ہونا اے منان پہلے راضی ہونا اور بعد میں ہمیں موت عطا کرنا میرے مولا بچے جن چیزوں کی حفاظت نہیں کر سکتے بڑوں کے پاس امانت رکھوا دیتے ہیں اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم سے ایمان کی حفاظت نہیں ہو پائے گی دجالی فتنوں کا آغاز ہو چکا ہے اے اللہ ہم اپنے ایمان کو آپ کے پاس محفوظ رکھواتے ہیں جب موت کا وقت ہو اللہ ایمان کے ساتھ جانے کی توفیق عطا فرما دینا اللہ زمانے کے فتنوں سے بچا لینا رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دینا کریم ہم پر رحمت کی نظر فرما اے اللہ مہربانی کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ ساری زندگی ہم یہی کہتے رہے اللہ ہم تیرے ہیں
تیرے ہیں، اللہ ایک مرتبہ تو آپ بھی فرما دیجئے کہ تم میرے ہو، ایک مرتبہ اے کریم، ایک مرتبہ اے رحیم، ایک مرتبہ اے حنان، ایک مرتبہ، ایک مرتبہ آپ کہہ دیجئے کہ تم میرے ہو، میرے مولا اپنا بنا لیجئے، رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کر اللہ میں نیکی کے اوپر جما دیجئے، اور اے اللہ گناہوں سے ہماری جان چھڑا دیجئے، پروردگار تقوی والی زندگی نصیب فرما، اپنی یاد والی زندگی نصیب فرما، اے اللہ دین کی خاطر تن من دھن کی بازی لگانے کی توفیق عطا فرما، رب کریم رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما، ہمیں عبادت کی لذت نصیب فرما، سجدے کا سرور نصیب فرما، ایمان حقیقی کی لذت حلاوت نصیب فرما، اے کریم ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما، جتنے حاضرین مجلس ہیں اللہ سب کی نیک مرادوں کو پورا فرما، ہمارے والدین عزیز اقارب مشائے جو فوت ہو چکے ان کی مغفرت فرما، اے اللہ حضرت کے ماموں بھی چند دن پہلے فوت ہو گئے، اللہ ان کی بھی مغفرت فرما، اے اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، اے اللہ اس مسجد کو دین کا مرکز بنا، دین کا منارہ بنا، اور اس کے فیض کو دنیا کے کونے کونے کے اندر پہنچا، اے مالک آپ کے لیے تو یہ کام کوئی مشکل نہیں ہے، رحمت کی نظر فرما دیجئے، اللہ قبولیت عطا فرما دیجئے، رب کریم رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، میرے مولا آپ ہی نے تو فرمایا ہے وَأَمَّ السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ، سوالی کو جھڑکی نہ دو، انکار نہ کرو، اے اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں، اے مالک آپ بھی جھڑکی نہ دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنے در سے دور نہ کیجئے، اے کریم ہماری حاضری قبول فرما لیجئے، مہربانی کا معاملہ کر دیجئے، رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرمائیے، ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اللہ اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، اٹکے کاموں کا ہونا آسان فرما، الجھے کاموں کو اپنی رحمت سے سلجھا، اے کریم آقا نفس و شیطان کے مکر و فریب سے محفوظ فرما، اے کریم جس طرح آپ نے آسمان کو زمین پر گرنے سے روک دیا، اللہ شیطان کو ہم پہ مسلط ہونے سے روک دیجئے، اللہ شیطان کو ہم پہ مسلط ہونے سے روک دیجئے، اللہ معصیت کی ذلت سے بچا لیجئے، اور ہمیں طاعت کی عزت عطا فرما دیجئے، اے اللہ ہماری امیدوں کو پورا فرما دیجئے، کریم آقا ہمارے ساتھ مہربانی کا معاملہ فرمائیے، رب کریم جو مانگا عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما، پوری دنیا میں جہاں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں اللہ سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، مدارس عربیہ کی حفاظت فرما، دعوت و تبلیغ کے کام کی حفاظت فرما، جہاں اللہ لوطیہ ان خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما، اقامت دین کی کوششوں کی حفاظت فرما، اللہ ہمارے تینوں حرم کی حفاظت فرما، اے کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، اللہ حضرت کے جتنے بھی اے اللہ پسماندگان ہیں، اے اللہ تو خود ان کا سرپرست بن جا، اے اللہ خود ان پر خصوصی رحمتیں مددیں اور برکتیں نازل فرما، اے اللہ ان کو اللہ کامیابیوں والی زندگی نصیب فرما، اپنی مدد اور نصرت والی زندگی نصیب فرما، اور ان کی قیامت تک آنے والی نسلوں کو اللہ اپنے دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما، اے اللہ ان کی اولاد مادینہ یا نرینہ، اے اللہ سب کو ابلا اپنے مقبول بندوں اور بندیوں میں شامل فرما، اے اللہ جو مستورات ان سے متعلق تھی بیت کے حساب سے، اے اللہ ان پر بھی خصوصی رحمت نازل فرما، اے اللہ جتنے علماء دنیا میں اس وقت دین کا کام کر رہے ہیں اللہ ان کے سائے کو ہمارے سروں پر دراز فرما، اے اللہ ان کے جان مال عزت آبرو کی حفاظت فرما، رب کریم جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما، رب کریم جو مانگا ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.